The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show. Over the past two decades, we have had the opportunity to serve and help so many listeners. We do that by bringing on respected educators in all fields of health and wellness. We pride ourselves on keeping consumers in the know about our ever-changing healthcare system and ways to support the body. Each week, with the help of our special guests and experts, we have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. If it's the first time you've come across our show, whether it be on the traditional radio dial, Sirius XM, or any of our great podcast platform, welcome to the show. So great to have you with us. We've been here for well over two decades, and our main mission each and every week when we show up to do these shows are to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
If you want to learn more about the show or catch any of the past shows, there's 400 available for you to listen to. So you can go ahead and visit our website at foreveryoungradio.com. You're going to have access to all of that. There's some amazing articles. There's lots of good information written by Dr. Mark Stengler, NMD, who formulates for Emerald. They're one of our biggest sponsors for a reason. And that's why, you know, we always offer a great discount on those products that we talk about each week. Kelly, we've got a pretty amazing show today, something that affects so, so many people.
Yeah, and this is something that we've heard for years. People have been dealing with it. It seems it's gotten a little bit worse in the last couple of years with all of the things people are dealing with. And I think a great place to start is to ask yourself some of these questions. Are you experiencing fatigue? Do you have headaches? Are you irritable? Do you have difficulty concentrating? Maybe your work performance isn't what it used to be. You're getting sick more often, maybe having immune issues. Those can all be related, believe it or not, to sleep issues. And you mentioned Dr. Mark Stengler, NMD, America's natural doctor. He's been in practice 26 years, draws blood work, been seeing all these great patients all across the country. And he was saying to us that it's rare to not hear from a patient to say, hey, I'm starting to have sleep issues. I'm having problems sleeping, whether it's going to bed, staying asleep, getting up in the night, or just not waking up refreshed and recharged. So I think today we're really excited, Mel. We're going to have a great show planned.
Absolutely. Insomnia is really one of the greatest sleep-related issues that a lot of people suffer from. And there's a reason why. I mean, there's usually a multitude of reasons why, but one of the reasons that our country, and in fact, I'm just sorry, it's really just everybody living today who has a smartphone in their hand, it's starting to affect sleep. We're going to dig into that a little bit more later, but I've been an insomnia sufferer since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I could just sit and stare at the ceiling until 2 a.m. sometimes as a kid. So I would usually try and sneak books, but we're going to talk about why being a kid back in the day and being distracted with a book might have actually been different and had a different effect on your sleep and your brain than what kids today are doing, which is really hanging on to technology. Kelly, what you're finding though in these in the research that's out there is that there's a certain age population that seems to be more affected by insomnia. Isn't that right?
Yeah, you know, and that was one of the things that I really like talked to Dr. Mark about, because I was so curious, is it kids? Is it older adults? What are we looking at? And again, Mark kind of just shared that the majority of the people who are dealing with it are in that older age demographic. And I think that when we're already dealing with hormonal changes, and I hope to talk about that during the show too, Mel, there's a lot of things that go into not sleeping. And as a kid, I was the worst sleeper in our family. I just didn't want to go to bed at night. I was the one going into my parents' room, can I get a drink of water? And then 45 minutes later, can I have a string cheese? They're like, go to bed. So, you know, you wonder what's going on, if there's different health conditions. You know, I had horrible digestion as a child. I now have autoimmune Hashimoto's as an adult. You know, you just wonder what really goes into all that. And I'm hoping that today on the show, we can really talk about that and get involved and share some of this research. I mean, even The Cleveland Clinic is reporting that approximately 33% to 50% of adults have symptoms of insomnia. Now, that's a lot of people suffering with sleep-related issues. Certainly, the stress from the pandemic has worsened sleep quality and duration for many Americans. We all know that. I mean, when you're put into a holding pattern and you don't know what direction you're going to go, or maybe your daily routines have been changed, or your kids doing at-home schooling, that could affect different things. So again, we're going to share with you a lot of practical information today, share some tips, and see if we can maybe find a way to work around some of these issues that people are dealing with.
Absolutely. You know, and just like you said, I mean, I think that it probably has gotten worse from the pandemic because people have been under an unusual amount of stress. Their anxiety levels may have risen. You know, either they've been worried about somebody getting sick, worried about themselves getting sick, keeping their kids safe. Do I vaccinate? Do I not vaccinate? The isolation, worrying about their jobs, finances, all of that. All of that can contribute to anxiety. It can contribute certainly to your brain not wanting to shut off. And we can have hormonal imbalances from stress, cortisol levels rising. There's just so much to talk about here around sleep issues. So yeah, we're going to try and cover it all today. You know, there are studies showing that 33 to 50% of adults have symptoms of insomnia. That's a huge amount of our population. We want to talk today about all the reasons why people might be dealing with sleep issues, everything ranging from stress to hormones to technology, but also we want to address some of the challenges that can arise for people who are experiencing insomnia and sleep-related issues, right, Kel?
Again, there's many things that go into disrupted sleep, and I think we're going to talk about that all throughout the show today. There's some things that maybe people can't control, like nocturia. That's a frequent nighttime urination. Now, if you are dealing with that, again, go and read some articles on bladder health or OAB on foreveryoungradio.com to see if maybe you can get a little bit of help with that. There is some research of different things and that you can incorporate that may help you minimize that amount of frequency. But again, other issues. So when we look at sleep disturbances, insomnia is one. We have, again, if you have a crying baby at home who's a brand new newborn, I don't think, like we talked about on last week's show, there's not really much we can recommend to you. You got to white knuckle it like everybody kind of did, right, Mel? I mean, newborn's a newborn. But with that constant inability to go to sleep or to stay asleep through the night, you know, it puts you at more risk. Like things like fatigue can pop up. And even those sleep deficiencies suppress the immune system, which we're all working so hard to stay healthy. Even the libido decreases your productivity and can lead to other disorders like chronic fatigue, heart disease, and headaches. Now, if you're already not getting sleep and you're already not feeling your best, imagine how that cascades into your everyday, right? So you're behind that eight ball. You're trying to catch up. You're so tired. You can't mentally focus. And that's why we hear a lot about, especially when a mom has a newborn baby, you hear about that brain fog because you're so sleep deprived. So what do you know, Mel? I mean, I know that, you know, you have two kids that are much younger than my kids. So how do you deal with it when, you know, maybe one's up all night and they don't feel good and then you have to go to work the next day? I mean, there's a lot of little roadblocks that get in the way of people getting a good night's rest.
Well, hey, yeah, you know, I have a currently 6 and a 9-year-old. My 9-year-old, she sleeps just like her dad. She can fall asleep anywhere. She can sleep through anything. She can have an alarm clock right next to her head and not wake up. And you know what? I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. Yeah. So she's a great sleeper. My little one, she just really, truly has sleep issues. And it's very familiar to me because it was something that I always struggled with as a kid. And oh man, do I wish I could take back all the naps I didn't want back then. Mm-hmm. But she's got wild dreams. She, you know, wakes up and she's super involved in her dreams. And I wake up at the drop of a pin usually. So, and then once I'm awake, I can't fall back asleep very easily. You know, my husband, he's a little more of a crockpot. I think he's trained himself to wake up. For a lot of parents out there, like, sleep deprivation doesn't necessarily even stop after the baby age. So you have to just, like you said, you got to kind of like hang on tight and muscle through it like everybody else does.
And then again, it's just disruption. We all kind of face it. We don't want to look at it like it's a negative thing, because obviously little bear needs you. You know what I mean? Yep. And she is truly one of my favorite kids. I just have to throw it out there. I love your kids equally, but she is my spirit animal. But again, when we talk about when we were younger, I wasn't, oh goodness, I can't sleep. I'm going to get on my tablet. I'm going to get on my iPad. I'm going to get on my phone. I think things have really changed with the use of technology. And that can maybe be affecting people not getting their sleep properly. What do you say about that, Mel?
Well, yeah, you know, before the use of electric lighting, the average American was getting about 9 hours of sleep a night.
Wow.
You know, I mean, this is, you know, like going to bed when the sun goes to bed and getting up when the sun starts coming up. Yeah. The average person now gets less than 7 hours, and that number keeps going down because we have 24-hour distractions. You know, in the palm of our hand, you can sit there and shop all night. You can, you know, you can look at Twitter, your Twitter feed or Instagram or TikTok or Snapchat or Facebook or whatever it is that you're getting on. And so, you know, we're all carrying these smartphones around with us, and kids, a lot of kids have tablets. My kids don't have phones yet, but they have tablets. And mind you, we haven't plugged those things in the living room. So there is no temptation if they get up in the middle of the night to do that. But, you know, there's some really interesting studies on this, right?
Yeah, especially involving like the mental function. And it really shows it more with adults. When we're talking about hours, like 9 hours, 7 hours, I think the sweet spot of where they really want people to be is 8 hours. Some may need as many as 9 or even 10. I mean, I don't know who has that amount of time. I don't think I've ever slept 10 hours in my life unless I had like the flu. I would want to, but my body just doesn't do it. But children and teens need more sleep than adults do. Remember, they're building and cultivating, and older people often find that they simply sleep less than they used to. For example, if you nod off to sleep very quickly within 5 minutes of putting your head on the pillow, or if you feel an urge to nap during the day, you probably need more sleep than you're currently getting. So I find that interesting. I've never been the person who's like, I'm going to lay right down and go to bed. And there's tons of practical tips out there you can go find on the internet. They'll tell you, your room should be for sleeping. You shouldn't even have a TV in there. You shouldn't have any of that. I don't think a lot of people actually do that. I mean, once you go into your room, it's like your time for you. And I find like that was my issue too when the kids were younger for me is, you know, you wear so many hats in life. You know, as parents, you're doing all these different things to make sure your kids are set up, bathed, ready for the next day. You're ready for the next day. Then you sit in bed and you're just like, oh my gosh, like here, let me get my mind ready for the next day in addition to that. And then you're like, this is now my time. I want to read mindless things, you know, on the internet or different stuff like that. And I think that keeps a lot of people up as well, because they've now considered that their little time, their space, their getaway.
Guilty.
Yeah. Guilty. I mean, especially during the pandemic when you couldn't go anywhere and things were shut down, that's kind of where people have led. And I think that's why we're seeing a lot more sleep disturbances. So we're not telling you can never do anything like that or be on your phone or take time for you. We've been in this health game so long, Mel. I remember when we do shows and people didn't have smartphones. You had that Nokia little phone that you're like, ooh, I can text. Like that was the latest technology.
And it took a long time to text.
We were so tired by the time you sent a text, you could go to bed, no problem. But, you know, it's just so different. I would have big experts on the show and ask them, how can we get people to sleep? And they're recommendations outside of maybe changing some dietary habits and some supplements was do not read the newspaper and do not watch the news before bed because of what's going on. It could cause you to be anxious. Now we have that on steroids. I mean, you could learn about anything. You can order a hamburger at midnight, you know, like to the tip of the fingers have caused people, I think, to have that, you know, restlessness in some situations.
Technology is a good thing, but we have such free access to it. It's almost become a bad thing for us because we are not using it in balance. So it creates some issues because it's not being used in a way that's really healthy for us at this point.
In fact, I think we found some information. I think Dr. Mark Stengler put it out there, and it was how your iPad is ruining your sleep. What can you share with us on that, Mel?
Well, you know, the thing is we know it's really just not as simple as turning off the lights and going to bed. The effects of constant light exposure can even linger once we've switched off our lights. So when you have light from devices like computers and iPads and e-readers, they may not look blue, but they're actually heavy in blue wavelengths. And that's the same type of blue light that your body relies on to know day from night. So when you spend too much time staring at a device, especially in the evening, your body is going to still think it's daytime. And so the production of your sleep hormone, melatonin, is going to be delayed. So that's going to cause a lot of tossing and turning, and you're really going to not find that good quality sleep that you need. You know, Dr. Stengler really recommends if you're having trouble sleeping, try minimizing the light exposure in the evening, especially exposure to electronic lights. And if you have to work on a computer at night, there's computer glasses, which will block the blue wavelengths. So, you know, and for bedtime reading, use an old-fashioned book over an e-reader. So I know that I make all the wrong decisions when my phone is next to me at night. I'm like sitting there watching, like they call it doom scrolling. I'm like, oh, this is funny. That's funny. Oh, ha ha ha. Now I'm down a rabbit hole watching cats do weird things. You know, like watching all those adorable cat videos is not good for the sleep. So,
yeah. So, I mean, yeah. And that's what we're trying to figure out, not just for ourselves, but for our little ones. Take an example from that. You can get those blue blockers. You can read a real book. Or, you know, just find some other stuff to kind of occupy your mind until you're ready to go to bed. I mean, that's kind of the thing that we encourage people to do, because you can lose hours like just going down that rabbit hole. And again, there's other things like sleep apnea we're going to talk about today, other things that could potentially get in the way that's causing those sleep disturbances. So stick with us. But again, if you get lost along the way, feel free to go to foreveryoungradio.com. We'll be right back after the break.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Thank you once again for joining us for Forever Young Radio. And if you've missed any part of this show, or if you want to catch any of our other shows, you know, we've mentioned earlier in the show, there's like 400 to choose from. Kelly's been doing this a long time. I've been doing this for a while now, too. But there's so many great interviews with experts available at foreveryoungradio.com. There's also all sorts of articles there. So before the break, we were talking about sleep health and the issues surrounding that, and how technology has had a really negative effect on people's quality of sleep, their ability to fall asleep, stay asleep. It's those blue wave lights. But, you know, there's a lot of other common causes that can lead to insomnia or other sleep related issues. And I know, Kelly, you've got a good list of those.
Yeah, there's so many. You know, we have stress, which so many of us are dealing with, anxiety, depression, even medications are common causes of insomnia or sleep related disturbances. You want to avoid things like stimulants, heavy metals, even chronic pain. I mean, think about somebody who's dealing with pain within the body, high inflammatory factors. They're not probably feeling very comfortable at night to be able to sleep. Some people are having breathing problems, and there's other disorders that can also keep you from sleeping. I mean, one of those is sleep apnea. I mean, that affects 5% of adults, but many will never be diagnosed properly. So here you are, you're dealing with some kind of a breathing issue throughout the night. You don't know that you are, or even things like snoring. Maybe you have a partner who snores and that keeps you up. But during the condition of sleep apnea, a person person repeatedly stops breathing during the night and wakes up to catch his or her breath. The two consequences of this are significant drop in blood oxygen and severe sleep deprivation. So be suspicious of this condition if you snore, have daytime sleepiness, have high blood pressure, and are overweight. I mean, there's a very simple sleep test you can go and do. You can talk to your doctor about it. If you suspect you have sleep apnea, that is something you don't want to mess around with. You know, you might need to get the CPAP or a BiPAP, depending on what's going on. And then when it comes to weight loss, that can also be a very important component, as can avoiding sleeping on your back. And then there's other orthodontic devices that can pull the lower jaw and the tongue forward, and those are sometimes useful as well. But again, if we could try to figure out some of these other issues to maybe avoid going down that path, I think it's worth it. But again, if you think you have sleep apnea, please don't mess around with that. Make sure you talk to a doctor about that and get tested so you know that you can, you know, be safe if you do have that chronic condition.
Well, and you know, I think a lot of people, I know myself, I tend to be a little bit claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, I know we've all spent the last several years in masks, but they are starting to come out with new CPAP technologies as well that are smaller, that don't cover the whole face, that really work more with just the sinus airway. So, you know, you can talk to your doctor about that. I have no idea whether they're covered by insurance now or not, but they do have less intrusive versions that they're developing. And, you know, it's interesting that sleep apnea affects 5% of adults, because one of the things, you know, we talked about, you know, my little Allie Bear who has her little sleep issues. One of the things that I'm actually going to talk to her pediatrician about the next time that we visit is that there is a condition called pediatric sleep apnea. Mm-hmm. And some of the symptoms of that are the same symptoms that I see in her, which is she wakes up a lot in the middle of the night. She actually coughs a lot during her sleep, and she has wild dreams. And all of those things are actually potential signs of pediatric sleep apnea. Now, so I'm going to look into that for my kiddo. And just if you have a little one who's experiencing some of those things, you may want to also look into that as well. So yeah. I'll let you all know as time goes on when I get more answers on that. So
that's great.
But yeah, I mean, Kelly, there's just really so many issues that can be disruptive to sleep. And another common one is restless leg syndrome. So yeah. I know that you have some more information on that as well.
In fact, Mel, it can cause some real issues for people trying to fall asleep. There's some studies out there that said, you know, people who deal with restless leg syndrome often have low or low normal levels of iron. And that's something that you might want to look at. Again, iron supplementation has helped many, many people, but 3 months of treatment is usually needed before improvement is noted. Now, look it, we don't want to take iron unless we need it. Right. Especially if you do take an iron, you want to take a gentle iron. Again, this is what research is stating. This is not kind of our idea about it. I think it's always great to work with a naturopathic medical doctor, get your blood work done, kind of see where your levels are. But if you are dealing with restless leg syndrome, maybe talk to your doctor about having your iron looked at. And if you do need to supplement, I would highly recommend you use something like Emerald Laboratories Gentle Iron. Otherwise, it can be very constipated when you can get constipated when using that, right, Mel? I mean, you don't want to just start hammering iron if you don't need it.
Right. And that's why the Albion chelated gentle iron is used. So it's non-constipative. It's also, Albion is also considered the gold standard for mineral chelation and absorption. They're a US-based company. They've done hundreds of studies on chelation and absorption in human clinicals. So, you know, all of their nutrients, all of their minerals are considered to be like just highly bioavailable. Because the body doesn't make minerals, it's really, really hard sometimes for the body to absorb. And there's, you know, that's why iron is notorious for constipation. But you don't want to be storing excess iron, like Kelly was saying. So iron is one of those things that you really do need to get tested for deficiency. And then you need to be retested once you're supplementing and make sure you're on target and not starting to store it. You need it. If you're deficient, you're going to have issues. But if you have too much, you can actually cause problems with toxicity with your liver. So it's all about having the right balance. And then, you know, Kel, I've also heard that people with restless leg will sometimes take magnesium as well. Yeah. You know, if your legs are twitching or any of your muscles are twitching, you know, you're also going to start feeling like muscle fatigue. And magnesium is something that's really shown to help relax the body, the muscles. So that could be another helpful protocol to consider as well.
So right on, Mel. And again, another big, big topic and people don't really think about is hormonal imbalances. And this can create a real issue for people, you know, sleeping. I mean, we've heard for years it's very common for women experiencing menopause to develop insomnia. This generally can change in estrogen and progesterone levels. That's why it's causing it. We can talk a little bit more. I know that you have some helpful stuff, but it's not just the menopausal woman who is dealing with these sleep-related issues. We have guys being woken up all throughout the night. Really, when you have lower testosterone levels, probably not going to sleep as well. When you have lower estrogen levels, when your DHEA is in the toilet, that has been proven to cause sleep-related issues. So let's talk a little bit more, Mel, because I know you had some great information on hormonal imbalances and the potential to have it disturb our sleep.
Well, you know, basically hormones do their work in the time that you're sleeping. When you're losing sleep and you can't catch up, it's actually like a catch 22. Basically, your hormone production is going to be disrupted. You know, there's about 10 different hormones that can be affected that are going to affect your, you know, appetite, your mental health, fertility, possibly cardiac health. Basically, if you're not getting enough sleep, your hormonal balance is going to be totally whacked out, totally off. And, you know, estrogen and testosterone are the biggies that get affected. You know, estrogen, women tend to be more dominant in estrogen, and testosterone, men tend to be more dominant in testosterone. But estrogen is actually a hormone that helps the body to maintain sleep. So when women go into perimenopause and menopause and the body's not going to be producing enough of that natural estrogen, you know, you're also going to catch 22 suffer, mm-hmm. you know, in your ability to get a full night's sleep. And then testosterone, when there's diminished testosterone, that can be linked with snoring and sleep apnea that we just talked about. So, you know, one of the things that Dr. Stengler is really big on with his patients is testing the hormones, because a lot of times just having the hormones in balance will start to move the body in the right direction. And so hormone balancing is almost like phase one of where you start with major health issues. And, you know, we can talk about that more after we come back. But really, truly, like if your hormones are not in line, it's going to affect everything, including sleep. But then not getting sleep is going to affect your hormone production. So it goes back and forth. And you can be in this really, really vicious cycle. So sleep is extremely important. Doing whatever you need to get sleep is extremely important. But also making sure that if you are going through just a natural reduction in your hormone production because due to aging, talk to your doctor, talk to a naturopath like Dr. Stengler about getting bioidentical hormone therapy, because you're going to need it. You're going to need to maintain those hormone levels in order. You know, it goes back and forth and back and forth. So
absolutely. So stick with us. We're going to run out to a break. We'll be right back.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns. So we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Hey
Thank you once again for listening to Forever Young Radio. We love doing this show. Kelly, you have some amazing guests on this show, but I just love it when I'm here with you and we're getting to talk about these topics that affect so many people. Today, we're really focusing on sleep health. There are so many people suffering from sleep issues. You know, the pandemic hit everybody. We talked about that and how stress and anxiety can affect your quality of sleep. We started talking about like hormone changes and how that can definitely affect your sleep. But Kelly, also, we haven't talked about the thyroid and the effect that the thyroid can have on sleep.
We can't do a show, you're right, Mel, without talking about the thyroid, especially we did a recent show on thyroid issues with a highlight on Hashimoto's. And I'm telling you, that thing is still getting a ton of downloads. If you want to learn more and focus on that, go to foreveryoungradio.com and hit that archive of those episodes. Now, look, when you have low or high thyroid, it can interfere with your sleep. It's proven. We also find that elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol interfere with sleep. That's where it goes back to that hormone discussion. DHEA, which we all have, men, women, essentially you start to diminish the production after age 35. It is a pro-hormone. That hormone pretty much manages 50 other hormones, all of our feel-good hormones, estrogen, testosterone, everything that kind of puts in of what makes us who we are and gives us the energy and the gumption to go. Now, if DHEA is diminishing and say we're in our 50s and after 35, we lose 2% per year, that take a major toll and our cortisol levels do increase because DHEA is not there to manage it. So all of the research that I've kind of found is DHEA confirms that it helps stay in a more deep REM sleep. Now, REM sleep is the magic. We haven't really talked about it yet, but that's that rapid eye movement. That's where we want to know that our eyes are, you know, we're getting at least 3 hours of REM sleep per night. Obviously, we would like more, but you got to get that deep sleep because as you said in the last segment, when we're sleeping, that's when our body's recharging. That's when we're renewing. Think about our cell phone that's on red and it's empty. We plug it in, it's ready to go the next morning. We can make calls. We can check emails. We can watch the rabbit hole of cat videos like Melody does if that's what you prefer to do. It is not uncommon to find seniors with deficiencies in DHEA, testosterone, and growth hormone, which can be underlying causes as well, as I mentioned. So again, Mel, this is something we can take a look at. That leads us to our next little issue. Certain medications, Mel, I mean, even though you're going to the doctor, you're trying to fix a situation, it can cause sleep disturbances depending on what med you are taking.
You know, in any case, pharmaceuticals definitely have their place. And, you know, I'm definitely not suggesting that anybody who needs to be on an antidepressant needs, you know, should be getting off of that. But you do want to make sure that you pay attention to the side effects that those medications can have. People who suffer from epilepsy, the common medications can lead to major bone loss. So younger people who are sufferers may find that they're having some osteobone issues that don't normally show up for people until they're what, in their 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
Medications can definitely have a side effect, and there's certain medications that can really deplete certain nutrients that are essential for your body to be functioning at peak performance. So if you're going to take a medication, if that is needed by you, then you want to make sure that you're also balancing out the nutritional deficiencies that it may be causing. So certain medications that can lead to sleep disturbances include antidepressants, a lot of the cardiovascular medications that are intended for heart and blood pressure, you know, pay attention to those. ADHD medications, which is interesting because people with ADHD have a hard time sort of calming down their mind. And it's basically not a lack of focus. It's a lack of focus regulation. The fact is that ADHD medications, you know, a lot of people would think, oh, that's going to calm you down. But, you know, the side effect is maybe you're not going to get as good a sleep. Maybe you'll have that better focus you need, but not sleep as well. Sinus decongestants, certain antihistamines. There's also people are taking certain things that are like steroids. If you're using an inhaler, steroids can definitely have an effect on your sleep. So there's a bunch of various issues that can be caused as side effects of medications. Just pay attention to it. Talk to your doctor about it. Make sure you read through those pamphlets. I mean, nobody wants to read through them. They're kind of boring, but read through them. Make sure you understand like what you shouldn't be taking with them and what you might expect from that, because there are natural ways that we want to make sure we share with you to help support better sleep nutritionally. And one of those that we are big advocates for is the sleep health that Dr. Stengler formulated clinically for use by his patients.
Oh, absolutely. It's been something that's been around for years. It's a great seller. We know that it helps people. Don't take it one time and think it's going to do the trick. It's not that type of a pill. And again, just to go back to the medications, to remember, my system works differently than Mel's system. So just because Mel may be able to take a medication and sleep doesn't mean that my body is going to work the same way. And, you know, I think people are looking for a quick fix quite often. Again, you would want to make changes, like Mel said. So don't drink like an espresso before bed and be like, I can't sleep, you know, or I just ate a bunch of sugar. Try to limit what you're eating before you go to bed, especially if it has any type of stimulant in it, and see what could happen. But I'm a huge fan of Sleep Health by Emra Labs, formulated by Dr. Mark Stengler, NMD. I mean, the first ingredient that it has in it, sun theanine. Let's talk about that, Mel, because that's where I think a lot of the magic is.
So sun theanine is pretty amazing. The human clinical trials on it showed that sun theanine can help to promote an alert state of relaxation without drowsiness, mm-hmm. As indicated by an increase in alpha brainwaves and a decrease in beta brainwaves. Now you ask, it's going to keep me alert. No, it's going to actually help your brain to calm down. It actually promotes, by calming the brain, it is clinically proven to also help promote sleep, quality of sleep without drowsiness in the morning, and promote refreshed feelings from the benefit of a longer sleep experience. This is something that's really amazing, because a lot of things that people take to sleep have that like morning hangover effect,
yeah,
where it's very hard to wake from. This actually helps your body to relax. It doesn't make you drowsy. It actually helps to put your brain in a state of, I can relax enough to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, this specific ingredient on its own does not make you sleep. It actually improves the quality of your sleep. And the other great thing is, you know, we talk about like sleep deficiency and sleep debt, really. I know that personally, I don't get those 9 hours of sleep a night. Probably no. It is such a rare occurrence that I get the right amount of sleep every night. But the sun theanine, for people who are constantly at a deficit, can also help you when you wake up easily in the morning after taking Sleep Health, because it's not making you drowsy, to feel like you got more sleep than you actually did. And
yeah,
that's pretty powerful. Now, you know, again, sun theanine alone, it's not knocking you out, right? This is not this specific ingredient to knock you out. It's to improve the quality of your sleep. But this formula is really almost like, I like to call it a kitchen sink formula, mm-hmm. Because it has so many different nutrients in there that are going to address all the various aspects that are affected by sleep issues. And so there's a multitude of ingredients, and they're all in the clinical amounts. And, you know, the next one I wanted to talk about was the passion flower. That one also supports natural relaxation with no residual morning drowsiness. And then, Kelly, like we were talking about earlier, obviously, the one that most people are familiar with is melatonin.
Yeah, that's great. And it's in a therapeutic amount, knowing Dr. Stengler, he always does that. Now, that helps with the onset of sleep and helping the body stay asleep, which that's what I think people are looking for as well.
The European lemon balm is another thing that helps you to relax and sleep. Again, these are all very calming ingredients. These are ingredients that are going to deal with issues, not just, okay, your body's not producing melatonin, supplement the melatonin, that's going to help you fall and stay asleep. But these are also things that relax the mind. So basically, it's going to improve the quality of your sleep. It's going to help you maintain your sleep.
Yeah. And I like to pair it with things like the Cerebral Calm, one of the newest products out by Emerald. That is such a great product to be able to kind of work it in. And again, we always run out of time so fast on the show. I wish we were a traditional podcast, but we are a nationally syndicated show and we're working against a clock. But if you want to learn more about Emerald Labs and their great doctor formulated products, it's simple. You can learn more about sleep health at emeraldlabs.com. But use our code if you'd like to. We get 20% off each and every day when you use the code FOREVER. Again, that's FOREVER, 20% off. And it works on the entire website. And that's in addition to the daily 10% off. So again, these products are formulated. This company's been around since 1996 to really help people try to find a solution to the situations that they're dealing with. Again, you can always learn more at emeraldlabs.com And these products are found all across the country. You can find them at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, a lot of mom and pop. So make sure you go and check out and support companies that are doing it the right way. And also go and listen to shows we've done on stress, B vitamins, and adaptogens. Because if you're not sleeping, you might be having an adrenal issue.
Always fun to be here, Kel. I love doing the show with you.
Well, we love having you do the show with us, Mel. We really appreciate it. And for our listeners, that does it for the show today. So we hope you have a happy and healthy week. And we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.